To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Can we get a weather update, Leroy, from the fine folks at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Get over to my window play. Get my grass cut. Today is mostly sunny. Winds are blowing at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Coming out of the, wow, looks like almost north-northwest. And I'm going to say the temperature is about 83 degrees.
How do you do?
81 degrees, feels like it's 82. 6 degrees above the average daily high. Wind is blowing 7 miles per hour northwest.
There you go. He's a golfer, folks. He's a golfer, folks.
Hey.
Headlines.
You best believe. Y'all should have saw when we went to the golf tournament, throwing up grass, plotting the distance of the grass blowing, calculating.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers, they lost to the Maple Leafs 4-1. Sam Reinhardt at the lone Cats goal. It was a shorty. They are now bottom in the conference. Paul Maurice, this is what he had to say on the set of the standings.
Not that kind of stuff. Well, I don't mind him looking at the standings. Yeah, keep the urgency. We sit here and say we got lots of hockey left, but we've been through situations where we had to crawl back from nine, but that's with the healthy lineup. That's hard to do. So I don't mind them looking at it and have acceptance of perspective. You have to accept where you're at, and that's part of it. We're out on the outside looking in, and we may have a few games in hand, but we got to win those games in hand. And then the perspective is that you know, we've got to crawl out of this. We're not going to turn this thing. We're not going to turn to a full sprint. We just don't have that.
All right. He was pissed on the bench last night. You can see it's even getting to him a little bit.
I think it's more frustration when you realize – that what you have isn't working, and the only way it's going to start working is when your guys come back and there's no real indication of when, and you got to try to hang in there however you can, and it just gets frustrating. I could imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird year too. I think they get a little break around Christmas. They're compressed right now because I think they got the Olympics, so I think the holiday schedule is a little different, so getting all these games in, and, you know.
Maybe that break will help.
Yeah, if it's not too late.
Yeah. I'm never going to put it past this team to go on to like a
Yeah, of course. They're a champion. They're a champion that's been through everything. They've gone to an 8 seed and gotten to the cup. They've done it on the road. They've done it as the favorite. You know, last year the damn Lightning were the betting favorite to open up this year. Idiot betting. I mean, stupid Vegas. And these Lightning, stupid John Pooper on top of the conference right now. Hate him. Smug. Smug John Pooper.
You're ornery today, man.
I just don't like him.
I mean, just ornery at everything, man.
I've never liked him. I could, you know, the Canes could be ranked number one today. I would still be mad at John Pooper. Guy brings up goons from the minors. He's like a mob boss. Heat are back in action tonight. They take on the Dallas Mavericks at 8:30. Norm Powell has an ankle injury, but he is questionable. Pelle Larsson, MRI revealed a toe sprain. He's also questionable, not ruled out. And Keyshawn Johnson, questionable. He was sick. So we'll see what's up with that, with the Miami Hurricanes. I mean,
he got
the Miami Heat.
2025 bubble guts.
I don't know what happened to him, dude. I don't know what happened to him. Yeah, this was his, we actually have his stomach mic'd up. Back at it tonight. By the way, shout out to the Hurricanes basketball team. Jay Lucas beat Ole Miss yesterday. All that they thought that the Lane Kiffin angst was going to end with the Canes. Not so, my friends. Canes win 75-66, gave them their first home loss to Ole Miss.
So. There's a likelihood that's not the last time University of Miami will be in Oxnard or Oxford.
Oxford.
I like to say Oxnard. Oxford.
Bunch of Oxnerds over there.
There's.
Yes. Shelton Henderson led the Canes yesterday with 18 points and 9 rebounds, 5 assists. So big game for Henderson. Good for him. Canes get that win. The Clippers have sent Chris Paul home. Now all the details are kind of starting to trickle in.
Is it a strip club?
What happened? Who did he get after?
Apparently everybody. According to Lou Williams, he wanted to meet with brass and call people out, because that's what Chris Paul does. Chris Paul is accountable. He holds people accountable. It's kind of a known thing. This is Chris Haynes. He just tweeted out, sources, weeks ago, Chris Paul requested to have a meeting with Tyronn Lue to discuss allegations of being a negative presence on the team. Lou refused to meet with him. Lawrence Frank traveled to Atlanta to deliver the news of parting of ways. Paul desired his final season to be with the Clippers, because, of course, his whole family lives in L.A. Tough. Lou Williams is saying, he said today on Run It Back on FanDuel Network, he said, CP3 was holding coaches and players accountable. He was critical of the front office, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I mean, was he wrong?
He probably was sitting there on the bench, and he goes, you guys traded Norman Powell for who?
But also,
we thought the Bradley Beal thing was going to work out. You did? I could have told you it wasn't going to work out. I should be the GM.
It is pretty amazing that you send somebody home while sending him home saying he wasn't wrong. Right?
This guy holds a this guy's trying to make us do a better job. Get him out of here.
Right. Doesn't that sound kind of crazy?
It does sound crazy.
He was right, but we can't have none of that.
This guy, get him out of here.
But did you see him
Chris
play,
Paul,
though?
You know who Chris Paul was?
That didn't help. That didn't help.
Did you see him play? Like, Drew Joyce was mopping him.
I know. He's old.
Okay, then.
He's supposed to be a locker room guy.
Talking all this nonsense, and you not helping?
Vlad, he's going to the Hall of Fame, Vlad, though.
That's
the
beautiful.
The way the world works is, if you're going to talk that much trash and hold people accountable,
you better be playing well.
You better be playing well.
You
Correct.
Can't be 40 and Correct. Not playing well and even, trying to talk trash.
Even
out
with
of here,
his
Chris
credentials?
Paul.
Even with his credentials?
It ain't got nothing to do with credentials.
UD could throw a chair when he wasn't playing.
But that's UD. And that's the UD. Organization thought differently of UD than he didn't just sign on with the Heat for his final year.
UD's an enforcer. He's not a point guard.
Chris Paul feels like he's the guy who was too honest on a corporate survey.
Yeah, we know about them corporate surveys. Hey, Anonymous had a bunch of names on it.
It's like
there is no Anonymous.
There is no Anonymous.
All right, guys. There's no. You know, don't be afraid of any feedback on these. It's like, all right, Lawrence Frank traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for 2 bums. Also, Norm Powell for Slo-Mo. It's like. This guy, he's holding me too accountable. Next thing you know, Chris Paul's having wine with Steve Ballmer. He's the GM.
Right.
Wow. So Chris Paul gets let go by the Clippers, right?
Yep.
J.J. Redick had a waste of time out because old ass LeBron wanted to start talking.
Yeah, LeBron's just hobnobbing, and he's just shouting down, LeBron,
get to the other side.
LeBron,
to the other side. I got to call a timeout now.
Not listening. It's like, yeah, because he's, and LeBron just seems like he's just at the point right now. He's like, I'm old. I don't care. I'm sorry, J.J. Redick. I got you this job. I'm not coming. You got your Slovenian.
And I got a no-trade clause.
Come on, man. Why are you talking to Dylan Brooks? You hate him. I hate you. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Dolphins getting set for the Jets. I think they're going to lose. Back after this. Smite.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mike McDaniel just be talking, dude.
You just getting to that point.
It stuns me every time. I'm just like, how can you have this many words to say about one topic?
What are you talking about?
Mike McDaniel.
Oh,
he's just talking, dude. You know, it's like listen to this press conference today, and you know, you go in there, Barry Jackson asks you about 4th and 1. You're like, I got 5 minutes on this. 5 minutes on 4th and 1. Kidding me, dude? He wants to hit every variable.
I told you, he answers one question like he's going to answer all the follow-up questions within that one answer.
Yeah, but you know what? You know who else does that? Spo. He still does it in 60. He gets it done in 60. Spo will do that. He likes to do his, you know, whatever question you ask him to start a game, he does game recap. You know, Spo will be like sitting here.
4-4-2.
You know, he'll be like, Spo, great game against the Clippers tonight. Yeah, you know, Davion was great, and Andrew Wiggins, and Bam's shooting, and, you know, we all came together, played good defense. You know, he tries to do that. So this guy, he's just yammering. He's yammering. So much stuff to say and just nothing to say.
What?
Then he has the audacity to be like,
you know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
Why am I nervous about this game this week? I don't feel good about the way the team is playing right now. I know they've won, but I don't feel great about specifically Tua. I don't like the idea of Tua going on the road, even if it's against the awful, awful Jets, Leroy. He's not good in cold weather. I saw Joe Shad. He tweeted this out yesterday. Projected 38 degrees at kickoff for Dolphins and Jets. Tua's 0-7 in his career when the temperature is 46 degrees or colder at kickoff.
46. That ain't even cold.
That's brisk, dude.
That's not 46. Ain't bad.
1-8.
46 is great weather in December in New York.
Football weather.
Yep.
You would wear shorts.
The only time where football gets, once it gets around like 35, underneath 40, then things start getting a little frozen.
Right. Oh,
but it might be windy though.
He's
always windy up there.
It also says he's 1-8 when it's 50 degrees or colder.
Wait, really? Damn. Is he a 69 degrees guy?
Tua has won twice at the Jets in late November. He's 6-0 versus the Jets in his career. Miami's 7-0 in games that Tua has appeared against the Jets. He made his debut against the Jets. Remember that? Like, he was in for like two snaps.
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah. That was in that was a COVID year. There was no fans. Well, there was hardly fans in attendance. And he came in, and I think it was like 22-0 or 28-0. And he took over for Fitzpatrick. And then after the game, that was the picture when he went back on the field. And like,
he was sitting down, right? Sitting down, thinking about his injuries.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, man. Like, the one thing with Tua that you are worried about is, you know, Leroy made the point about when he was drafted about the injuries. And the thing that's tough is, you just wonder if he's aging faster. Like, is just like he had the hip injuries last year, and you wonder about that tread on the that tread on the tire. Like, he just like, I genuinely just don't think. I don't know. He just doesn't. He hasn't looked the same, and I do wonder if it's just like, has this stuff caught up with him? Because he's always been like, he's had to put his body into his throws, and
boy, he just tell you what the problem is?
Sure.
Yeah, people don't want to hear this, and it sounds mean and crass, but this is the deal. Tua didn't work as hard this offseason as he did all the other seasons because all he tried to do was put on weight.
Mm. Wait, was this offseason the one where he was portly?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's ways of doing things. You remember how thin he looked, but how mobile, how fleet of foot he looked, how footwork was last year, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And everybody said it was because of his weight.
Yeah, which it wasn't, by the way. But...
And so then – he put back on the weight.
But not
bulky. But he's not fit.
Right. Not like the bulky
and
weight.
And so he looks sluggish at times.
Told you, man.
And so what I would say is now you go into this offseason, you get your body in, you put in the work, get your body into tip-top shape. You can play the same way. But you're going to look different. You're going to be able to move a little bit differently. And the thing that I've noticed last year to this year was even when he was running foolishly, he looked quick and sprite,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he was thinner, he was in better shape because all the stuff he did in the offseason to get his body right.
Mm-hmm.
And now he looks kind of sluggish.
Lethargic.
Like everything, right. And so that's a perfect example of putting weight on the wrong way.
Well, let's
see. So what he needs to do in the offseason is get in better shape, get in the gym, get in football shape. I don't want to hear about jiu-jitsu. I don't want to hear about none of that garbage.
Jiu-jitsu is important.
You go get into football shape, and you'll see a big difference, and people will say, well, what happened? And I'm telling you, this is what it looks like. Everything else stems from that.
I want jiu-jitsu taken straight. Jiu-jitsu Tua was the best Tua we ever had.
You just liked the fact that you think he can defend himself.
It was the best Tua we had was jiu-jitsu Tua. Well, that was a mouthful.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you say we are in season now. Lots of guys are out of shape in off season. Now, you're missing the point. Sometimes it doesn't just happen to a lot of guys who'd asked to put on weight don't put it on the right way, and it makes them lethargic.
I mean, we did see, I'm not boiling it down to like three videos, but we did see plenty of videos of Tua seeming to party this offseason.
A lot of beers in his hands.
A lot of like a beer belly. He went beer belly Tua. Not swole Tua, not slim Tua. You know, right. he tried to get that Peyton Manning
body. He doesn't seem to be moving as well, and here's the other kicker, because you've had so many injuries, that's an easy place to put that. You understand it's an easy place to put that and say, oh, his body but his body looks different.
But do you think there's any wear down though on that, or is that just not working that out? Because we know he had the hip injury to end the season last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that puts him on the shelf or he was afraid to press that, just wanted to rest. I don't know what the answer to that is, but like the idea that, do you think like he can get that snap back, you know, on his throws?
Absolutely. It's one of those things that you kind of get a feel for what best fits your body, and sometimes at some positions, I did it. Like when I first got into the league, they asked me to go from 215 to 225. So I rode that for a minute. And then I felt like, you know, I couldn't move. And then I dropped like 10, 15 pounds and I was good. But you kind of have to kind of get that feel for, you know, what you have to be honest about, how you have to be the best, go out there and perform. And you can just, and it's easy to take what Tua's going through and put it around, you know, his injuries. But a lot of the stuff that you see doesn't really have a lot to do with injuries, but he just looks like a big donut out there.
Interesting.
Right? He just doesn't, he doesn't have the same, like, even when he throws the ball, right? Ain't nothing ever was wrong with his arm. But even when he throws arm, just getting his body in position and being able to rip it, like, it looks a little sluggish.
I never thought that Leroy would call out what we're all seeing.
What do
Very
you mean?
Interesting.
Well, that's, I mean, this I'm not calling out anything. I'm to,
ladies and gentlemen. Like,
no, this is interesting.
This week, Tobin, Leroy's been calling out Tua this whole week.
That's fat cat syndrome, dude.
But it is what it is. Like it happened. And the thing that I'm talking about, it happens to a lot of players that certain, you know, sometimes certain. Feel that, oh, I need to be bigger in order for my body to be able to withstand this. And then what happens is you get bigger and now you can't move as good, or you're not as because you didn't do it the right way.
Would one say that he hates Mondays more? Maybe likes lasagna a little bit too much?
That's fat cat syndrome.
Especially now that you're paid. Get 53 million's coming no matter what.
Fat cat syndrome. He's suffering from
FCS. I would just say, like, gaining weight doesn't enable you to take hits. What enables you to take hits is how you put the placement of your body when you're going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything. You could be 270. If you get hit in the donut like that, you're going night-night.
I mean, that's the donut. I mean,
I know, right.
There's a hole in the donut.
But Tua getting banged up ain't have nothing to do with, you know, what size he was. His head was the same damn size.
That's fair. Speaking of donuts, by the way, what happened to the tooth?
Well,
what tooth happened update. Yesterday? I need a little more update about something.
I was eating a munchkin, and then I felt something firm in my mouth, and I'm like, donuts don't have, tooth came out. So I tried to dust it off and put it back in, but it came out again.
Flat. It was a whole molar. It was a big one.
Oh, my God.
So I have an appointment tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
So the tooth is securely stored away.
Yeah, in my mouth.
You put it back?
Yeah.
Did you rinse it at least?
Yeah. No, I cleaned it off. Wow. I put the little mouthwash and the tooth cleaner.
You should put it in a Ziploc, man.
No, I'm scared of losing. Because guess what? When I got home, when I reached into my little bag and tried to take it out of the cup, it fell in my bag. I'm like, nope, I'm not. I'm going to lose this tooth.
Fair so enough. Wait, you
know,
think
you get a crown, that's $1,000.
I didn't really have issue with you putting it back. I just wanted you to at least mouthwash it and, you know.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it good. But I got it good. I got it good.
There's a good chance you might lose it again in your mouth.
Nah, isn't it pretty good?
You might want to, just careful when you sleep.
Nah, I slept with it. Last night.
All right.
What, how do you think I'm sleeping, dude?
I don't know, dude. I'm just making sure. Like,
stop swallowing my tooth.
Sitting here judging me. You're the one who lost the tooth in a munchkin.
How you let a munchkin take your tooth out?
I don't know, dude.
What flavor were they? Pumpkin spice?
No, blueberry.
Take a
blueberry.
Break. When we come back, we'll play our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship with music.
Hold up.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.